Tanu Rabbanan. Hareis negiteich amanashe tali lirokia. Amanashe terdi latoim. Amanashe tivli konashel dalad amois. Amanashe tivili konaben kuf. Amanashe tavrias. Ayama godabar aglaich. Machlois dubidan tamen the chachamim, whether it is a get or is not a get. But what was the tzad hashav of all these cases? These are all things that are impossible. So a man tells his wife, you want to get, no problem. Do the impossible. One of the impossibles that were mentioned in this list was amanashe tali lirokia. Tosfos quotes a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Dal Ramad Aleph, which is a sugya that our Daf quoted, where there the Lashon is a little bit different. That if somebody gives his wife a get and says, Amanasha Tali Lirakia, so it says as follows, Im Niskai Matanai Hareza Get, Vim Lav Eino Get. It sounds like it's possible for a person to go to the Rakia. Frey Tosfos, how could a person go to the Rakia? Vetema, Heich Yoch Lekayim. How could a person go to the Rakia? V'yishloimah says, Tosfos al yedei Shem. It's possible for a person to go to the Rakia. How could you go to the Rakia? You can go through one of the Shemus. A person could use one of the Shemus HaKodesh, and if you're going to use one of the Shemus HaKodesh, l'chayr, it's possible for a person to go to the Rakia. Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas is Mitzayin, Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph on the days. This is one of our favorite Gemaras. The Gemara there brings a Braisa Tanu Rabbanon Arba Nichnusu LePardes. There were four people that entered the Pardes. The Elohim Ben Azai Uben Zoyma Achar Rabbi Akiva. And we all know what happened. Now there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what it means that these four people were Nichnusu LePardes. Rashi says Nichnusu LePardes Olu LeRakia Al Yedei Shem. They entered the Rakia, that's what it means, they were Nichlasu Lepardes. They went to the Rakia, and how did they go to the Rakia? Al Yidei Shem. They went Al Yidei using one of the Shemus HaKodesh. Tosfos says, Nichlasu Lepardes happened Al Yidei Shem, but v'loy olu l'may l'mamish. They didn't literally go to the Rakia. Elohim niru lehem k'moysha olu, v'chem pirish ba'arach. So if Kivegas be Mitzayin, that it sounds a little bit like Rashi learned Arba Nichnasu LePardes Al Yidei Shem, they literally entered the Pardes. Tosfos, however, didn't want to learn that they literally went to the Rakia, they literally went to the Pardes. Loi Olu Lemaila Mamish Elohaya Nir Lehem Kimoisha Olu. So what's from Kivega's Ara? It sounds a little like a Steer's HaTosfos. Then in our Tosfos, getting Dapay Dalam et Aleph, it sounds like a person, Mamish's wife, can go to the Rakia. And here, even the great four tzaddikim, Darbo, Nichnasu, the Pardes, even them Tosfos didn't want to be soivel that maybe they entered the Pardes. Al Kaponim, it's poshet that this seems to be what Reb Kiveger's Ha'ara is. We once spoke out that the Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph, when the Meraglim came back and they gave this terrible, terrible report, so Kolev was there, and the Pasuk says, Vayas Kolev Eso'am El Moshe. Right, all of a sudden Kolev says, I want to speak. And he quiets everybody. So the Gemara says, how did he quiet everybody? So he made believe that he was going to pile on, that he was going to speak some real Lashon Hara about the Yidden. Everybody says, oh, you're going to pile on Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody suddenly shishkid. Let's hear what he has to say. And Lamaise, he ended up coming with a curveball. He ended up going just the opposite. So what did he say? Is this the only thing that Ben Amram said? Remember, Rabbi Ruvah Margolis is Ara. He said that whenever you find that somebody's referred to, not by his name, but he's Ben Ploini, Moshe Rabbeinu being Ben Amram, means something derogatory is about to happen. So he says, that was the Vayas. The Vayas was, he said, Ben Amram. Oh, Ben Amram, he's about to say something very derogatory. But either way, Sabri, Begnus, Ekamishtoi. Everybody thought that he was going to say Gnus, Ishtiku. Everybody was quiet. Amalohu, he told him like this, Hitzionu mi Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. V'karulonu es hayom, and he split the sea for us. V'chilonu es hamon, and he fed us the man. If he would tell us to build ladders and to go to the Rakia, you think we would have listened to him? We would do exactly what he asked us to do. So Kali was trying to make the point that we'll do anything Moshe Rabbeinu asks us to do, even if it's the impossible. He said if Moshe Rabbeinu would say, build ladders, we would listen to him, we would build ladders, and we would go up to the Rakia. So it bothered me a little bit. What's this asusu lamois? Build ladders. If you would say alulu rakia, what's asusu lamois? But the pshat is mamish moyridik. Because it's mavur in the Tosfos that we just learned. And it's Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yudal and Amabez that a person could go to Rakia. He can go to the Rakia using one of the Shemus. What if a person wants to take the long scenic route? So he's not going to use one of the Sheamus, but he's going to go to the Rakia the other way. How would that be? So that's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Machu Vehishifte Baskolo Yisrael Rosho, Beshosha Amar, when the Rosho said, this was Nebuchadnezzar, he said, Ale Obama say of Adam Elyon. He said, I'm going to go up to the Shamayim. Yotzes Abaskova Amaloi, Rosho Ben Ben Oishan Limit Rosho, Shehimit Koloilam Kuloi, Allah Bimal. You're telling me you're going to go up to Shemayim? Let's do a little bit of math, Nebuchadnezzar. How many years does a person live? He lives 70 years. If a person wanted to go from the Aretz until the Rakia, it would take him 500 years. A person can go to the Rakia, Al Yedei Shem, but to walk to the Rakia, to be a susu lomois, v'alul Rakia, that would take 500 years. That's not something that's possible. That's what Kalev told him. Kalev told the Olam, he says, Olo Yalav Yerashnu Aysa. It doesn't matter what the Eibishter asks us to do. If Hashem would ask us, and he would tell us to go, even Asusu Lomois, not go to Rakia Al Yudei Shem. Yeah, that's possible. I raise a gita chamanasha tali the Rakia. Even that's a niskay matanaya raise again. That's a sugya. That's something you can do. But even if it was Asusu Lomis, which is something that passed theoretically is not something we can do, but even that we would do. I was thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, he says in Parshas Nitzavin, Ki HaMitzvah HaZois, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoim, Loi Nefleisim Imcha V'Loi Rechoykehi, Loi B'Shamayim Hilemar. The Torah is not in Shamayim, so that you can say, Mi Yalalonu HaShamayim. Meaning, if the Torah was in Shemayim, so you would say, how do you get to Shemayim? It'd be impossible to get there. Oh, but the Torah is not in Shemayim. And being that the Torah is not in Shemayim, you can't say, Mi yalalonu hashamayim olemar. So Yodua, that Rizal said that the words, Mi yalalonu hashamayim, asoyfei tevois, yud ke vav ke. It's mem yud. Yal ends with a hey, lonu is a vav, and Hashemayim is hey. Mi yalo lonu Hashemayim has in it the shem havaya. It's true, a yid can't go to Shemayim. Oh, but there is a way to go to Shemayim. You can go to Shemayim al yedei the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person uses the shemus, it's shayich for a person to mamish, he can ascend all the way to Shemayim. But the ma'aseh to use shemus is not so pashit. Udeshtamish betoga chalaf. This is already a whole Indian. This is above our pay grade. But at the same time, we always speak out a word from the Eilas Ephraim and the Kliyakar, that the Kliyakar said that the Pasuk says, Ki yigdalto al kol shimcha imrasecha. So said the Kliyakar, Dover Nifla. He said that the Svar Makdoshim say that the words, Mi yalolonu ashamayma, are Rosh Tevis Mila. Mi yalolonu ashamayma is Mila. It's soife Tevis, that Rizal said, Havaya. Imrasecha is the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Rabbi Lezer, the Mila is referring to Mila. Right, David HaMelech, when he was the stock of a Mila, say he was Sosa Noisi Al Nimrosecha, it's the Amir Yechida, it's the first mitzvah that the Yidden ever got. So said the Yaku Noilus Ephraim, Ki Igdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrosecha. Imrosecha's Mila is Igdalta Al Kol Shimcha. Because your shame, the shame Avaya, that's the Soifet Tevis of Mi Yalalonu Ashamayimo. Of the Rosh Tevis of Mi Yalalonu Ashamayimo. That's Mila. Ki igdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha, which is Mila. Sasa noichi al imrasecha, it's damir yechida, is igdalta al shimcha. It's even more than the shem avaya. A person can ascend to great heights by using the shemus. Al menashe tali l'rokia, mi yalulonu ashamayim, maybe his merum is this inyan that Tosfos says in Gittin Peidalon Amud Aleph, and that Rashi says, like Reb Kivegas Mitzayin Chagiga Daf Yedalad Amadeus, and through that inyan of Al Yedei Shem, a person could be a Miyal Alonu Hashemayim. But the Ma'isa Yid doesn't need that. A person could be Allah Nala. A Yid can go Asusu Lomis for Nala Lirakia. What Kalev was saying wasn't Stamachuk of a Tul. He said a Yid can go all the way up to Shemayim. He could do it with Sulamis. He could do it even without the Shemus. How do you do it? Because there's something that's even more. Ki Igdalta Al Kol Shimchem Rasecha, through the Yid being Niska. But through the Kedush of a Yid can mamish, he can reach heights, he can reach Madregas where he can literally climb all the way up to the Shemayim. Maybe in Mi Yalalonu HaShemayim is Merum is Dishmuz. It's Merum is number one Al Yidei Shem, like Tosfos says and Rashi says in Chagiga. And it's also Merum is that there's another way. A Yid can be Asus Sulamis as well. Asus Sulamis can go by Madrega, you could go by Hadraga. It's not gonna, you're not gonna fly in 1 second. Abaki Gdalta Kol Shimcha Em Rasecha. And that is Merum is how the Yid can get to Shemayim. In the Rosh HaTevis is Mila, in the Sofer HaTevis it's Havai.